Blog Talk Radio.
Given us, we give God honor and praise for another wonderful Wednesday.
where we come to celebrate him, where we come to honor him, where we come to learn more about God, our Father, his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and how the Holy Spirit is working in our lives. Yes, it is I, your host, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr., bringing you greetings from Washington, D.C. We thank the Lord for you coming and participating and listening to another wonderful night of Reconciliation Ministries in association with Blog Talk Radio. We are so thankful that you have decided to come and join us, and we pray and know that God will bless you because of the word that will go forth tonight. It's not me, it's not about you, but it's about his word. So without further ado, let us go to the throne of mercy, and let us pray. For we understand, as the saints of old used to say, little prayer, little power, much prayer, much power. So we want to have all the power and that belongs to us. So let us pray. We thank you, Lord God, for this day. We are so appreciative that you have decided to join us here on another wonderful Wednesday night of Reconciliation Ministries Blog Talk Radio. We thank you, Lord God, for how you have blessed us and how you have watched over us. Lord God, we want to always continue to have an attitude of gratitude, for we understand if it had not been for you who was on our side, if it wasn't for you who loved us unconditionally, who died on the cross for our sins, but who rose again with all power, because if it had not been the Holy Spirit leading us and guiding us throughout our lives, we don't know where we would be. I thank you, Lord God, for taking me and holding me throughout the busyness of today. I pray, Lord God, that you will continue to bless those who are listening live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast. I pray that you will strengthen them, that they will be attentive to what thus said the Lord. We thank you, and we pray, Lord God, that you will give a word, give us a word to share, that you will use us, allow us to only speak the words that you will have us to speak. Please take self out of this, and it's all about you. Lord God, again, I pray for this country, the United States of America. I pray for its leaders, religious, and for its politicians. I pray for those who are in the Senate, the Supreme Court, and even the President. I pray, Lord God, that we will learn from the mistakes of others so that we can be a much better nation and better people. Lord God, you, like time before, control the heart of Pharaoh. Lord God, control the heart of our president. Lord God, we thank you. We give you honor. We give you praise. For we love you and we adore you. And without you, Lord God, we don't know where we will be. Thank you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, my brothers and sisters. Again, we are so appreciative for you joining us here this evening for another night of Blog Talk Radio, Reconciliation Ministries. We thank the Lord for those who are listening to the rebroadcast. Now, as always, we thank you and we praise God for the leadership of the Omega Ministry Group, the good Reverend Dr. Jesse Storr and his wife Tammy Storr. We pray that you will continue to bless them, and we pray that you will listen to them every Monday night at 7:30, from 7:30 to 9 o'clock, as they share about oneness. We thank the Lord, and we pray for blessings upon Bishop George Flint, who comes on every Thursday night, again from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We pray that you will, that God will continue to bless and that you will continue to listen to Elder Perry Smith, who comes on right after me from 9:30 to 10:30, and bless, and that you listen to Brother Amos Joseph Collins every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Well, without further ado, let's go into tonight's word. We understand that last week we spoke about the two-sided coin, the coin that has on one side fear and then the other faith. Again, we talked about the fact that in order for us to get to a place of paradise, a place of peace, that we have to go through fear. There are things that fear will try to rob us from or hinder us from achieving. And a lot of times the fear is as the meaning, or one of the meanings, false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. So a lot of times we get caught up and we believe in the false evidence, and we don't even allow ourselves. Before I go into tonight's lesson, let me just also say that if you have a question or a comment, you can press 1 on your phone and then we'll be able to unmute your mic. And those who are listening live, or rather listening to the rebroadcast, you can send me an email at jvan91@yahoo.com. That's jayann91@yahoo.com. Well, again, we were going over last week's lesson plan, and we talked about this two-sided coin, faith and fear. And we understand that there have been so many times that we live in fear. And because we live in fear, then we are not able to push past the barriers of fear and receive the blessings, the promises that are due us. Just because we have fear, just because we allow fear to hinder us, and as I even mentioned last week, there have been plenty of times that because we have never experienced something, we have never done something, that we are so fearful doing it, then we never get a chance to overcome the fear that we have in accomplishing the goals or the task that is before us. So it is my encouragement for us to be better, for us to do better, for us to live a better life. So I challenge you. I challenge you, as we spoke about last week, what are some of the things that you need to get over? What fears, rather, do you need to get over? What fears are holding you back from accomplishing the goal or the task that God has set for you? Now, tonight we want to continue to fight our battle, or share the message of overcoming fear. I want to read a scripture to you, very familiar scripture. We've heard it many a times, and if you spent any time in church, it is found in Deuteronomy, and I want to start at chapter 31. But I'm going to start at verse 1. Deuteronomy chapter 31, and we're going to start at verse 1. I'll be reading the NIV translation. It reads, "Then Moses went out and spoke these words to all Israel. I am now 120 years old, and I am no longer able to lead you. The Lord has said to me, 'You shall not cross the Jordan. The Lord your God himself will cross ahead of you. He will destroy these nations before you, and you will take possession of their land. Joshua also will cross over ahead of you, as the Lord said, and the Lord will do to them what he did in Shihon and Og, the kings of the Ammonites, whom he destroyed along with their land. The Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you.'" And here's one of the verses that I want to pick up. Verse 6 reads, "Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid, terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you." Then Moses summoned Joshua and said to him in the presence of all Israel, "Be strong and courageous, for you must go with this people into the land that the Lord swore to their forefathers to give them, and you must divide it among them as their inheritance. The Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged." So I read until you're hearing Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. Now, here we are. We find Moses, as the word said here, 120 years old, a very old man. And now he understands that he has to, or he is about to make this transition. He is about to go and be with God. And because of this, then he wants to give last instructions to this nation of people. There are several things that I want to bring out tonight, and hopefully we can discover them all or bring to your hearing all of them. One of the first things that we see here is the fact that Moses already knows what is about to happen. And I would assume that a lot of that has to do with the fact of his age. Now, we understand that just like the song say, age ain't nothing but a number. But we have to realize and we understand that with the higher the number, the more we ought to have, or the more mature we ought to be. Here again in Deuteronomy chapter 31, starting verses 1 through 9, we find that Moses is in a place where he is given final instruction before he makes his transition. Now I want to ask you, how many of you are prepared to give your last instructions? Now I know that a lot of times as African American people, we don't like to talk about death. We don't like to talk about the afterlife. We don't like to talk about funerals. But we all understand that we will all go through those corridors. We will all make that transition to the afterlife. And it is our responsibility as the word says, not just to leave an inheritance, but to leave our children's children an inheritance. So here, Moses is giving his final instruction, and he gives the instruction saying that, you know what, I've lived 120 years old. God has told me I'm not going to be able to, I'm not going to be able to go on and cross the Jordan River like you all are, but Joshua will. And then he says to them, and he talks to them and tells them in verse 6, not be afraid or terrified because of them. Now, what I want to do is read unto your hearing the New Century Translation. Just verse 6. Be strong and brave. Don't be afraid of them, and don't be frightened, because the Lord your God will go with you. He will not leave you or forsake you. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a great deal. That is an excellent deal. It is the deal of redemption. And we have to realize the fact of what we have and what we don't have. I ask you, what is it that you're trying to do? What is it that you need to do? Maybe there's a situation or circumstances that God is telling you, and he's placed somebody in your life to say, you know what, I'm so old, I'm not going to be able to do that. But we got to realize, what is it that we are supposed to be learning? What is it that we're supposed to be getting to make sure that God gets the glory and the honor from our lives? I mean, his word clearly says, yes. The original things that God has for us is for us, and we got to know what those things are. It does us no good to live a life without direction. I heard a preacher say today that a man with no direction is not ready to get married. And it sounded, you know, a little mundane, but then it also made a lot of sense. You know, I've come to realize that whatever I do, when I listen to God, it is imperative that I do exactly what he tells me to do. Now, yes, there are times and there are things that I would like to do, but God has told me and instructed me, no, that's not for you this time, Jay. You can't do that. You can't do what they do. And, you know, we've all heard that whole story. Well, my friends' parents are letting them do it. And then our parents will say, well, if your friend's parents were allowed them to jump off a bridge, will you jump off a bridge? And most of our answers would be no. But I'm challenging you tonight to jump off this bridge, lunge into the deep, and allow God to fill you up like never before. We got to get to the place that we recognize that whatever God has for us is for us. So I would challenge you to, one, know what you are sent here to do. What is it that God has called you to do? And then, two, has what you thought, or has your subject or your legacy, what you thought you was going to do, change. And how has it changed? Meaning, if you thought, or I can take myself as an example, I really thought I was going to be a mortician. My family owned the Vannon Williams Funeral Home here in Washington, D.C., and I wanted to grow up and be a mortician. The last thing that was on my mind was being a minister, a proclaimer of God's word, being saved, or rather, being ordained. You know, it was just interesting to know that there was times in my life that I wasn't doing what I was purposed to do. And what I thought I was purposed to do really would not have been a blessing to me, because I so enjoy doing the work that I do now. But it makes you think and say, wow, what if I coulda, shoulda? And God wants us to deal with and live in a world that, yes, we did it. Yes. Nonetheless, there are other things that God is telling us that we should be doing. And Moses here clearly has a understanding of who he is and what is God's plan. Now, when we come back, what we're going to do, we're going to go into the second half. And we ask again, knowing that this is about participation. If you have a comment, if you have a question, then you can come and make a comment, and you can definitely be a part of what God is saying for us. Why don't you go get some water, go get something to drink, and we'll be right back.
Don't know how, but you did it. Made a way. Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test. But holding on to faith, you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You got this. Figured out, you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply. You got this in control, and now we know that you. Lord, you made a way. And when you said
That's right. We don't know how he did it, but yet we are still grateful. We are looking at Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 8. And really we want to begin on verse number 6. Again, it's something that we've heard many times before. And let me read it again. I'm reading in the New Century Version. It reads, verse number 6, "Be strong and brave. Don't be afraid of them, and don't be frightened, because the Lord your God will go with you. He will not leave or forget you." Now, we've just read and we just talked about in the beginning part of this scripture or this pericope in verse 1 and 2 deals with the fact that Moses is saying to the nation of Israel that he's old and he is now about to pass the baton on to Joshua. He knows his assignment. He might not agree with everything with the assignment, but he understands his assignment. And he understands not only his assignment, but everyone's around him. And again, we ask the question, do you know your assignment? Do you know what God has created you to do? Do you have an understanding of what you are supposed to be doing? And if your answer is no to any of those questions or maybe, then I would challenge you to spend some time in God's word, spend some time with God in prayer, and then I would ask and even challenge you to go to a man or woman of God, whoever is your spiritual leader, and that you will go to them and ask them to pray with you. And maybe for them to share some insight with them. But it's basically for you and God to share with you what are his intentions, what is it that he wants to do. See, Moses is saying to the nation, I can't go in, but what I need you to do is don't be afraid. I need you to be brave. I need you to understand that God, that this task, this assignment that is before you, of you going into the promised land, I need you, nation of Israel, to be smart, to be brave, to be bold, to know that God is going to go before you. Now, what I find interesting is we find not only does Moses say that to that God says it to Moses, for Moses to tell the people, but then he says it to Joshua, his successor, and he says it in front of everybody. He challenges Joshua to be brave, to be bold, to not God for you. And the same God that has blessed our parents, never leave you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. I have to be honest. That's a great guarantee. I am in the market of buying a car, and one of the things I'm looking at are the warranties and the guarantees that's coming along with most of these cars, that especially I'm buying a used car. But what kind of warranty, what kind of guarantee comes with the car? And depending upon the warranty and the guarantee that I'm going to receive will help me decide on which car I want to purchase. See, it's one thing to be told something. It's a whole different thing to be guaranteed. And we got to believe and know that when God makes a promise, he has never broken it and will never break it. Now, it might not come when you want it. It might not manifest the way you thought it was. But you got to know that God is faithful. We read this also in Romans, the 8th chapter. Let's see. Where do we want to start? Okay, let's start at verse 35. Very familiar verse. Chapter, Romans 8th chapter, starting at verse 35, it says, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height or depth, or anything else in all creations will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." So, here in the New Testament is another word of confirmation to know that God is with us. And not only is God with us, but God is allowing his love to be in our hearts, be in our souls. That God is being with us so much that he is leading us. And to know that there is nothing that we can do or say to separate us from him being with us. Now, tell you, when there were times that people would try to bully me, and because they happened to be a little bigger than me, I just said, you know what, I'm going to have to call one of my older cousins, or I will get one of the guys from the neighborhood to come up to the school, in elementary school, that is. And it's funny because I say that in junior high school because of the fact that I didn't think I was afraid. I didn't think that I could make it. I was afraid that people was going to beat up on me, or, you know, people weren't going to like me. But I would call someone to walk with me to give me that confidence, someone who was bigger, someone who I thought was better, someone who I thought had more clout than me. And then they would give me a confidence and then a reassurance that I would be okay. And then when we got in high school, I became that person that was able to give confidence to others, to share with others that you're going to be okay, that nobody's going to bother you. Just tell them, Willie Van, say, leave you alone. And I would say most of the time it worked. That's how God is with us. We need to get to the place where we tell our fears, you know what, we got a Savior. We got a God who is much bigger and better than us. We have someone who can take care of us. And because he can take care of us, then we're going to be all right. There's nothing that you can say nor do that we will be afraid of, because God is watching over us. Again, it talks about nothing can separate us from his love. But in Deuteronomy, Moses is saying to this group of people, you know what? God is going to be with you. God is going to lead you. And not only is God going to lead you, but God's representative, God's ambassador, is going to be out front and lead you. So it is. You need to look at your life and see what is it that you feel that you can't accomplish. Maybe you need to go back and tell the issue or the problem that you got a God who is bigger than it, that you have a Savior that's bigger than it. Maybe you need to go back and express to the fact that nothing can separate you from the love of God. And because of that, then you are a conqueror, that you are a person who has overcome. That there is no need for you to have fear, because you are an overcomer. We need to get to the place, my brothers and sisters, where we realize that God has blessed us. God has taken care of us. And because of that, then we shouldn't have any fear. We shouldn't be afraid that we should be in a place that we can speak to whatever is going on in our lives. No. That because God is a God, we're going to be, because God is with us, there's nothing that can separate us from being overcomers and being overachievers. God is blessing us and God is watching over us. And God is saying to us, just as Moses is said to the nation of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Do not be afraid. Let me read. I like the new Century Translation. He says to them, be strong and brave. Don't be afraid of them, and don't be frightened, because the Lord your God will go with you. He will not leave you or forget you. That's a guarantee that no one else can offer. That's an assurance that no one else can meet. And we need to get to the place where we are not afraid, that we can speak to any and all situations with that boldness. And say, it's all right. God told me that I was going to win. And I know I'm going to win because he didn't just tell me, but he walks with me. He talks with me. He guides me. He leads me. Because of that, I'm an overcomer. The victory is already won. But so many of us walk in defeat. So many of us walk in fear because we aren't willing to try. So I always ask And I always challenge you because I believe that that's how God wants us to be, or what I want us to be better, better the quality of your life. What is the next thing that God is telling you to do? What is that next big adventure, or that next big task that God is telling you to do? And are you going to live in fear and say, no, I can't do that. I don't have the education. I don't have the money. I don't have the resources. Or are you going to be bold? Are you going to be strong? Or are you going to be frightened? Are you going to believe that God is never going to leave you, and he's not going to disappoint you? Or are you going to live in contentment and just say, well, it must ain't meant for me? How you know it's not meant for you if you're not willing to go out and try to at least give it some sort of effort? So I challenge you. What is it that God is telling you to do? And this is how you know that it is something that God is telling you to do, because it is something beyond your capabilities. It's not something that you could do. It's not something that you can easily, but it's only through the anointing and the superpower of God that task will be done, that project will be done, that what God promised you will come to pass. What's that next big thing in your life? Lord God, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for this word in Deuteronomy chapter 31, verses 1 through 9. We understand that though you were speaking to Moses and to the nation Israel, those words still ring true today, that we have to be bold, and we have to be not afraid, that we have to be strong and know that you are with us, that you are leading us. Thank you for having so much love for us that you will lead us. Lord God, I pray that something, I believe that something that was said tonight will be a blessing. I pray for those who are listening live and those who are listening to the rebroadcast. I pray blessings upon them, and I pray that they will challenge you, not to show you off or not to show you up, but just to say, God, only you could do this, so I need you to do it. I need you to do it so I can brag about you, so I can share the world that only God did this. This is my prayer this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, again, we are so appreciative, and we want to have a couple of minutes free. We always want to at least offer a few minutes for those who are listening live. If you have a comment or a question, we have a couple of minutes. You can press 1 on your phone, and then I will be able to unmute your mic. If you have a comment or question, you can press 1 on your phone. I'll be able to unmute your mic. If not, let me just say this. Please be attentive to the word of God that will come forth right after this broadcast. We thank the Lord for Elder Perry Smith and for how God is using him to be a blessing to the kingdom of God and for the kingdom of God. All right. All right. Thank you. Again, we thank the Lord for Elder Perry Smith. Just got a text from him. So we thank the Lord for his willingness and his ability to spread God's word. And then for you, we challenge you to live a life that will give God honor and praise. Stop living in mediocrity, if it's, that's such a word, but believe in God. Know that God is big and bountiful. Know that there are things that are only he can do. And because he can do it, then you know it is him who's blessing you. All those who will listen to this in the rebroadcast. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann Jr.
Y'all got it all over the building. Everybody just raising up and say, oh.
Amen. My brothers and sisters, I bring you greetings from myself, Willie J. Brad Jr. I thank the Lord for you. Elder Perry Smith will not be able to do his broadcast tonight. We pray blessings upon him and his family as they are on vacation. We thank the Lord for them, and we pray blessings. And please tune in next Wednesday from 8:30 to 9:30 to hear yours truly, and then from 9:30 to 10:30 to hear Elder Perry Smith. As always, peace and love, Reverend Willie J. Vann, Jr.